Look, Men's Health Week going at the moment, and as a generalisation, us guys just don't seem to take as much care or as much attention to our health as the ladies tend to do. From the Hunter Prostate Support Group, Brendan Young's going to talk with us about all of that. Brendan, I guess firstly, why do we do it? Why do we let ourselves go? And the ladies do a much better job, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They seem to be talk amongst themselves a lot more than men do. Maybe it's just a man thing, but as I was saying earlier on, once you get a bit of a diagnosis, whether it be prostate cancer or any type of cancer, you saw your whole world tends to fall apart initially, and it's times like those when being able to go and talk to people that have been through a similar situation, it just helps because you know you're not by yourself and you know you will get through this. And as I said before, we're not doctors, we don't give advice, but it's the amount of support that can be gained by talking to like-minded people that have had a similar sort of experience in sport. It helped me enormously.
So Brad, so, with that in mind, how did you find the Hunter Prostate Group was able to help you out there?
Okay, I was basically diagnosed with prostate cancer back in 2008. I just got back from New Guinea doing the Kokoda Track for the first time and had a medical. I turned 50, and they told me I had prostate cancer. Well, that was a bit of a shock. I spoke to the urologist, and he said the best thing to do is we take it out. So which what we did, and everything was good for quite a while. In July of last year, my reading started to rise again, and you know, like the whole thing is, I thought this is just going to repeat itself. And my wife said to me, she said, there's a group that meet out at Wall's End, out at Merrylands, called the Hunter Prostate Cancer Support Group. She said, I was speaking to them, and the guy I spoke to said that come and have a talk to us as to they will probably be able to give us a fair bit of support and help. And I did do that after being basically referred to them by Margaret. She found them on the web.
Well, she's certainly done a good thing, and you've been involved ever since.
Tremendous, yes, that's exactly right. Now, it's great group of people. We meet, as I say, every second Tuesday of the month out at Mary Lane at the Community Centre, 207 Mary Lane Drive. But a really good bunch of guys, and there aren't many sort of like prostate treatments that someone out there hasn't gone through or is going through.
That's the thing, isn't it? Whenever you come down with something that is life-changing, such as prostate cancer, unless you've been there, unless you've been able to walk a mile in that person's shoes, you really haven't got a grip on what's going on. But if you can get with some, in this case, a bunch of fellas that have been there, seen it and bought the T-shirt, I guess you can sort of share experiences that only you and the other guys are going through.
Well, that's exactly right. We were on holidays last year, and my wife was reading the book by Kurt Fernley about doing the Kokoda Track, and she said to me then, she said, you said you thought you'd do this again one day. And I said, yeah, I will one day. We got back after holidays and there was an email there from the Cancer Council saying their Trek for Cancer 2017. It was the Kokoda Track. And Margaret said, this is a sign. Yeah, maybe. Actually, and I applied, could I be part of this Kokoda Track, and I was accepted. And 11 of us started, and unfortunately, 9 of us finished. We had a medevac tour of the 2 people out on the third day. But we managed to raise $68,000 for the Cancer Council, which was a direct contribution to them, and not just for prostate cancer, but any type of cancer. So that was we were pretty pleased with that outcome.
Brendan, wonderful effort that $68,000 is put in the kitty there. What caused the other two fellas to have to be to leave the track early?
Well, actually, one was a lady, and the other guy. She tore a muscle off her one of the bones in her leg, and
that'll
one
do
of the
it.
Chaps. Yes, one of the guys on the trip with us was a GP from Western Australia, and he said, there's some serious issues here. So the group leader, medevac, I got onto the radio at the village, and called the chopper in, we medevaced her out. And the guy, James was his name, he'd just been really doing it a bit tough, and he was also looked at by this GP, and he said, mate, you might even have some disc issues starting to occur here. So he opted to take the flight out as well, and they got back to Australia. Well, probably a couple of days before us, but it was fortunate that we had the ability to have a chopper come in and pick them up.
Well, at least they got to experience some of the Kokoda Track as well. But $68,000, well done, Brendan. On the Hunter Prostate Support Group, yes. How can we contact you if we're considering making contact this morning?
Okay, you can actually give me a call on my mobile if you wish. I can actually give that to you once this is over. I can broadcast now, so call it up yourself.
Okay, yeah, if you've got the number, that's wonderful. Brendan, if you're happy with that.
Yeah, mate, yeah, it's 0437 mm-hmm. 403-651.
Wonderful. Brendan, some great work that you guys are doing there at the Hunter Prostate Support Group. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again down the road. That's Brendan Young for Men's Health Week. And guys, if you think you need a bit of help, maybe give those a call. It's 23 past 9 here at 2NURFM.